This episode is brought to you by emelynow.ca. That's MELENOW.ca, an online portal designed specifically to help entrepreneurs and businesses that are looking for $250,000 to $10 million. You might ask, well, why that loan size? Well, that's because that deal size tends to be too big for a bank branch to handle. It's just outside of their approval limits, and too small for a corporate banker to help with because it takes just as much time to approve and fund a $30 million deal as it does a $3 million deal, except the fees and the commissions and the earnings for that banker are considerably different. So our online portal was designed to help businesses access the capital they need by simply creating a profile, building a request, and sending it out to the market. Within a few minutes or a few hours, you'll begin to receive responses back, giving you an indication of whether or not there's an interest for your deal in the marketplace. Don't leave the comfort of your office or your computer. Go to emelynow.ca to get started.
Hey there, everybody. Dylan Gallagher here, founder of emelynow.ca, with another little video and podcast and some thoughts and opinions on the Snapchat IPO. And you may be saying, Dylan, what does the Snapchat IPO have to do with my business and its ability to make money or borrow money or use money? Because isn't that what you're always talking about? But just follow me for a minute on this line of thinking. I saw an interview yesterday with Jason Calacanis, who is a well-known venture capitalist, sort of an all things tech guy, early investor in lots of different technologies and ideas, including Uber. And he was on this panel talking about the Snapchat business and had this phrase that he used called artists and thieves. And so the idea was really simply that your business, or Snapchat's business rather, is the artistic business, whereas Facebook would be the business that is the thief. It steals all the other ideas, or its business ideas, from the artists. And so that concept in and of itself, I think, is interesting, because as a business, it's important to know, are you the artistic business or are you the thief? And that doesn't necessarily have a negative connotation with it, even though the word thief does. It's meant to simply illustrate, what business are you in? Are you in the innovation business, or are you in the, you know, we can make things better, but we don't necessarily innovate. There was a book that went around a few years ago. I believe it was put out by Harvard, called Blue Ocean Strategy. And if you haven't read that book, it's an interesting read with the same general concept. It talks about blue oceans and red oceans, and I won't bore you with it. You can take a look at it yourself. But this idea of being an artist and a thief, what does it have to do with finances and money? Well, it seems to me, as I was driving in to the office this morning and just thinking about it, you know, artists are able to command a price for their work that usually is irrespective of anything that can be mathematically figured out. So when an artist paints a picture can be sold for a price, depending on what the purchaser wants to pay and the artist wants to sell it for. When a musician creates a piece of music and goes on tour and sells their t-shirts and their CDs and all of their swag, you know, that tends to have you know, a bit of an arbitrary price to it. Certainly if you've ever bought a t-shirt at a concert, you know what I'm talking about. Whereas, you know, a business that's more in, you know, more in the, on the thievery side, where they're, you know, taking ideas from other businesses, that those, their prices tend to be set. And so that means in both cases, if you had the opportunity, you'd probably want to be the artistic business, I think, because that means your margins can be whatever they need to be until such time as people start replicating and copying what you're doing. Whereas if you're a thief, you really can only sell what it is you have for the price that's already been determined in the marketplace. So that means that your margins are set, and now you have to figure out a way to make a profit within those constraints. And so, again, I don't think there's a right or a wrong, but I do think it's an interesting thing to think about, because let's say that you're a business that is trying to figure out how to grow, and maybe you're trying to grow because you've got a good customer base, your products or services have done well historically, but now you'd like to get to the next level. Well, You're either going to steal an idea from somebody else to do that, or you're going to create something that nobody else is doing. And I know that nothing is truly new under the sun. There's just different ways of doing old things. But I think the concept still holds. I think that if you're trying to grow or work yourself out of a problem, or you've got challenges in your business, or you're looking for new opportunities, it's going to come by through one of two things. It's going to be because you did something that everyone else was doing and you could just do it better, and your margins will be thinner, compared to doing something nobody else is doing and being able to get a greater margin for that effort and that creativity and that work. And ultimately, that both either one of those decisions affects your bottom line. And so as you're out and about today thinking about your business and considering some of the things that your business could be doing better or could be doing different, this idea of the artist and the thief, I just thought was an interesting concept to, you know, think about our businesses in maybe a different way that, you know, we wouldn't normally think about. So anyway, that's food for thought, and see you next time.